Hi, I'm Kyle Brown with Cannabis Business Times, and I'm talking today with Kevin Griffith, a project manager for Rao Brothers, Inc. We're talking about working with your project manager for greenhouse construction. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I am fine, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thanks. Well, and I'm excited to get to this, too, just because it's so important to do a little bit of work before any construction actually happens. We wanted to talk a little bit about that pre-construction meeting specifically. So let's start there. What do growers or owners, what do they need to be ready to do at the pre-construction meeting?
Kyle, I think the biggest thing that the grower or owner could do would be to bring the parties involved, all parties involved, to the meeting. That would be the greenhouse manufacturer, the greenhouse builder, the electrician, the plumber, and often overlooked is the greenhouse grower himself. The grower tends to have valuable information as far as the processes and the relation of the equipment and operations, and that information can directly impact the construction as well.
Having everyone's expertise in one room, does that make a difference for how that actual meeting plays out?
Yes, that is a good question, Kyle. I think that the parties definitely impact how the meeting is structured, and I believe that the information coming from the greenhouse builder is probably the most helpful information, because typically the greenhouse builder is a regional type subcontractor, so he is not local. He is specialized in greenhouse construction. The electrician and the plumber tend to be a local contractor and generally do not have very much, if any at all, greenhouse experience. So they benefit from the information the greenhouse builder brings to the table. At the same time, the greenhouse builder can adjust his plan based on information given from the owner, such as a starting point or that side of things, as well as information gained from the grower's perspective. So I think the grower and the owner have a good portion of the meeting as far as how things should be erected, phase of erection, or starting point. And then the actual sequence is basically driven by the greenhouse builder, and that tends to dictate the rest of the site. So he does have the ability to adjust his sequence of build based on feedback or information from the owner or the grower himself.
Well, that definitely makes sense. Let's turn that a little bit then. So say, you know, for the grower or owner involved here, when they're at that meeting, what questions should they be ready to ask their project manager to make sure everyone's on the same page?
The main question should be, what is the starting point of construction? So a particular area could be started, and that area could be given a priority, and that could jumpstart in the mechanicals behind that side of the construction. And then the follow-up question to that would be, what is the sequence of build? So the steps to get from A to Z are what impacts everything underneath that. And then there are some other miscellaneous type questions. Those would be questions like, what are the site concerns for the laydown area? So that's an often overlooked area as well. These structures typically come complete 100% to the site. So for economy's sake and scale, you're not just going to get bits and pieces of a greenhouse. It's typically going to show up in truckloads of material. So staging and laydown area is very critical to keep the pace of the construction moving and efficiencies. Another question I feel that's very important for the owner is to find out the contractor safety plan and what are his training requirements and what's the actual site safety plan. Fall protection, those things are very critical to a successful installation. These days, a typical builder would see a minimum of 10 hours OSHA safety training, and we're seeing even more and more often now that a 30-hour training is becoming very standard or commonplace as well.
Speaking of safety, and that actually lends very well to the next thing that I wanted to ask, let's talk about mistakes. And this is not related specifically to safety, but you know, what's the easiest mistake that you can make, especially in right there in that pre-construction meeting?
The easiest mistake, things that we see often overlooked, are the safety requirements or a good safety plan for that site. In addition to that, the laydown area that we mentioned. So those two things With the material, if it's not planned out and it's under feet, basically, during the construction, it requires inefficiency in multiple handling of material and also becomes a safety issue as far as working overhead of the materials or trying to work around. That often implies that contractors are using unsafe practices to try to work around or over the material rather than have it out of the way of the build while they're building. I can't say enough about the fall protection. That is a big thing in our industry. A lot of times these sites are often built out in agricultural areas, so they're not being built in high-rise building, you know, surroundings downtown for the most part, and safety is very often overlooked in these situations. So, again, it is, in my mind, it's one of the biggest things that is often overlooked in the pre-construction. It's just not talked about very often, but it should be one of the main priorities in the build itself.
Yeah, hopefully we can help change that, you know, after they hear your tips here, and when they walk into that meeting, they've got those things ready in hand. So thank you so much for your help today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Kyle.